Hello and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. Today is Wednesday and this is now the second week after Pentecost. This week, once again, we are focusing on the gospel reading for the coming week. Our theme this week is Jesus' disciples look forward as they follow Jesus. We begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets, but in these last days, God has spoken to us by a Son. A reading from Luke chapter 9, beginning at verse 57. As they were going along the road, someone said to Jesus, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Yesterday we heard the story of the Samaritans as they rejected Jesus because he was on his way to Jerusalem. Not extending hospitality, giving him no place to stay for that evening. Maybe that is in mind here as he encounters this person who wants to follow him, saying that he'll follow him wherever he goes. Jesus reminds him that the place where he is going is not really a destination. He's not heading to his home. He's not heading to a city. He is heading to the cross. He's headed to the tomb. A tomb, which we'll find, is not even his own place to lay his head, but a borrowed tomb. A tomb that he does not remain in as well. The kingdom that Jesus is bringing in to this world, the home that he has in mind, is a kingdom that is yet to come, that is breaking into the world. In one sense, Jesus is at home every place in the world. It is his world. He is the heir of this creation and Lord over it. That's where he's going in Jerusalem, to ascend to the right hand of the Father after dying and rising again. But here in this world, the world as it is, there is no home for him. Luke's story is very clear about that. From the time that he was born, he is born in a manger, in a borrowed stable. There's no room for him in the inn. There's no home for him here. There is no grave for him to be buried in. There is no place in the world as it is. And yet he has come to change the world, to transform the world and our lives by the forgiveness of our sins, by bringing in God's kingdom. And in that, he promises to give us all a home. So the one who has no real home in this world finds a true home in Christ and in the world that the Lord is bringing to life through him. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, and you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord, who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the communion of faith in your church, for the gifts of relationship with others. For what else are we thankful? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all of your children and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land, especially the people, the ministries, the ministers of St. Paul's Lutheran Church. For those who govern the nations of the world, for people in countries ravaged by strife and warfare, for all who are at work to bring about peace and international harmony, for those who are sick, and for those who care for the sick. For all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction. For what else? For who else do we pray? We give you thanks, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us this night from all harm and danger. We ask that you would also protect us today from sin and all evil, so that our life and our actions may please you. Into your hands we commend ourselves, our bodies, our souls, and all that is ours. Let your holy angels be with us, so that the wicked foe may have no power over us. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.